his iron on the base. First thing the light of his back. He's the memory. Omar, yes, what is it? Right, but first, Omar Avunu Marav, a Ruvi Tapshil in Srichen Das. Pshite Das Miniach Bilina. The one who makes the Tapshil, so it requires his Das. Das Mishinichalei Bilina Nelei Bina. Zwischen das, Schleidu Schleschen Kach Nass, die Ravune und Nisse zwischen das, Leupire ich das nicht, und Vashinon, Luanan, beim Blum Hobadai Pschitalon, die Chiyom Ravune zwischen das, Deite die Memiach mir Boi, und alle Leute sind Frube, let's see Schmur, wo es Memiach in Ehre, Tafshirn, for all the people in Adoi, and they didn't know about it. Now, who has to make the Tafshil? The one who cooks for Yonte, and then whatever remains, is able to eat on Shabbos. So Shmuel made an Erev Tafshil for all the people in Adoye. They didn't know about it. An Erev Yonte. So how was it effective? So, in other words, Shmuel. Who has to make the Tafshirun? The one who cooks. The people in Adoye, they had to cook. And Yontef, Litzirach Yontef, and whatever remained, they'll use it into the Shabbos. So that means that Shmuel was Zeche in the Tafshir of everyone in Adoye. Why? Because it was for the peoples of Adoye's benefit. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to eat in Shul Shabbos. So it's his chus. She, I'm doing hope that I pshit a lot. The chiyom arad vune tzrichim das, daiti di meniach mir boi. Di yodi, she lo yisei yom shen kach, the das of Shmuel. Miu, mi boi alon das, mi shen michei, lo yisor chei. Now that Shmuel made it for everyone in Adoye, can you also tell me to have a very cool soul that she knew about the Chilo? Last is the Alpi. Toshma, the Abuya di Shmuel, Mare, if it wasn't Shmuel, it was Abuya di Shmuel. Mare, the cool in Adoye. And Rabbe, and Rabbe, the Rabbase, Mare, at cool at Tveri. And even those who are chutz in Adoye, but if it's Teich HaTchum, some melee it's effective. The question is, how is it effective? We say there is a locha of Zochem Lil'odom Shalui B'fonof. That means we can give away Shalui B'ayte, if it's his chus. But to take away, he has to take away all the tafshilim of everyone in Adoye. And then, when everyone in Adoye will watch, because Erev Tafshil is effective, if the one for whom it is effective is cooking it for Yom. For whom it was effective? For all the people in Adoye.
Yeah, but
why does he
take away the food of all people
in Adoye? If Avuya di Shmuel was not Zeiche in the Tafshil, how could be effective?
Avuya di Shmuel was Zeiche in the Tafshil. He was on Tafshil.
No, but he accommodated the people in the Adoye.
He was Zeiche, and that Tafshil is everyone like you do.
No, he had to be Zeiche in the Tafshil of the people in the Adoye. He had to be Zeiche in the Tafshil of the Adoye. Because it wasn't only he who was able to cook Ayonte for Shabbos. Everyone in Adoye was able as a result of the thing.
When you make an extra shilling in your house, and you make it for all Chicago,
yeah, okay.
You're, You pay money to fill positions.
Yeah.
And you're Mazzocca, and that matzah pool is for everyone in rural Chicago.
That's right.
You don't take everyone's matzah. You take your matzah.
It means that I am taking their matzah and I am cooking it before Yom Tov, so they're able to use it in Sudei Shabbos. So that involves the shaila of Zochen Le'odom. Why not?
That's how it works out here. If
I don't take it away, then how will they be able to eat the challah and the...
Because since this challah is theirs now, so I'm turning it to the other, so I mean, they're helping others too.
No, but who is preparing it for Yom Kippur? Who? He, Avraham Shmuel, is preparing.
Right.
All right?
He's preparing his challah for Yom Kippur.
He's preparing it for everybody else.
Right.
So he's preparing the challah of everybody in Adoy. When I do it, I am preparing the challah and the tafshir, the fish and the meat, for everybody in Chicago. Everybody in Chicago, that's how it works.
But you're not taking away from them anything.
I am taking away.
Why?
But it's for their benefit. It's for their benefit.
What is Rebbe taking away from them?
What is taking away from them?
What is Rebbe taking away from them?
The challah, the fish, the meat.
But that's Rebbe's challah and fish.
No!
Take that away from them.
No! I'm eating the Erev for them, their challah, not in my challah. My challah, I don't have to be mizake. It's mine. Their challah.
So how come, doesn't Rebbe have to ask somebody else also to...
That's right.
So what is that person doing when he's eating it up?
He's mizake. He's mizake zeche for me. All the challah and the meat and the fish that people in Chicago and Adoya will be prepared. That's how it is. There's no doubt that that's how it works out here. And the same thing is true of the Rav Hatzilah.
How could he be mizake all of their things by picking up Rebbe's matzah? He's by picking up Rebbe's matzah, he's mizake that matzah for
everyone. No, the person who picks up the challah. So he is zeiche for me in their challah. He takes away their challah and he's zeiche for me. That's how it works. There is no doubt that's how it works.
Well, that's how it works.
There is no doubt that that's the way it works. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right. Now, we find a similar thing in the morning Pesachim that we do in the regard to Chometz. That's how it works. No, that's what it means. That's what it means. In other words, in order for him to have a chelik, why does he have to tell somebody else to be there? It's his. He has to tell somebody else to be there.
Right, because he can't tell the Kenyan from just what? One person.
What is that?
Wait, a person can't make a Kenyan for others by himself. He has to give it to somebody else.
Oh, right, so in other words, he's mizakeh for others. For others. For himself, he doesn't have to mizakeh, he has it.
Right.
So then he tells the other person to be there, to have a chelek in that challah, and the other people in Chicago in the village.
And that challah, that's his challah. He's not taking away challah from anyone. He's giving them his challah.
No.
The ma'are is like giving from his own portion to the rest of the people in the city.
But the rest of the people in the city, the rest of the people in the city will be able to cook for Yom Tov. because it's their challah.
Right.
What does that mean?
Challah is
in other words, it's his challah they're able
right.
to cook.
Right.
And then they'll use it for Shabbos. That's how it works.
Right. Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, it involves the challah of Zohar Yodom.
Right.
He's taking the food, because he is preparing the food.
Right.
He is preparing the food. So he's taking away the food of the people in Adoye. And he's preparing.
What food is
preparing it for them, Bishlechus
on. What food is taking
away? All the food. The people in Adoye.
He's not preparing all the food. He didn't prepare all the food.
Yes! He preparing all the food for the people in Adoye.
Isn't it like making kiddush on behalf of other people?
So they have a
kiddush.
Kiddush is a meaning of meitzia. No, kiyonu is involved in kiddush. What kind of kiyonu is involved in kiddush?
Making kiddush on behalf of other people.
That's not kiyonu. He is enabling the people in Adoye to prepare for Shabbos.
Right.
And who is really doing it? The shlechusam, he is doing it, the shlechusam. Because he is preparing.
What's he taking away from them?
All the food.
Why is it different from a case where, let's say, I want to be mezakeh matana to Shimon. So I say to Reuven, take this matana and be mezakeh, be zochen for Shimon. Why is it?
Then he says, zochen le'odom. That's it. Clear case of zochen le'odom.
Why is this case different?
The one who is allowed to eat the food that's cooked I wanted
right.
has to prepare himself. So the people in Nagoya have to prepare the food. And who is preparing the food? He is preparing the food, not the people in Nagoya.
What food are
he'll be preparing food for himself too. But how about all the other people?
I think the question here is that why is that considered taking it away from them? Why isn't he like a shliach for everybody? Why isn't he like...
In Lachname! That's Zochim Yodom. Exactly. That's Zochim Yodom. He's the shliach.
You said the longest there for some words. If I'm Zochim for someone, so then it's not as if they made the Yodom Shil. I made the Yodom Shil.
We should go some.
No, I'm not going to show you.
He gave it to them.
What's
he
taking away now?
He's
taking anything away?
No, because he'll be preparing the fish for them. So really, they will be preparing the fish for some of them.
Let's say the fish is right prepared.
It doesn't matter.
Because he's saying that he takes the gefilte fish in the chal, that belongs to them.
Yeah.
And now, in order to have shul to work, he has to cook it.
That's right.
He has to cook it.
Yeah.
So by cooking it, he's cooking there.
That's right, Mishra Chosa.
What happens if someone takes a baked chal of it?
Yes, it doesn't matter.
He makes a baked chal of it.
So it was baked the day before. So what?
Yeah, okay. So now he gives them a baked challah.
Yeah.
Now he's not doing anything. He's not taking anything away from them. Because it's baked already.
But they have to cook it.
What's the problem? What are they losing out on?
They're not losing anything.
So why does Shalom make something?
But it takes it away from them. Because they have to use their own collar. Their own touch. Of course they don't lose, they gain everything to them.
So what is making away? I don't understand.
Nothing. But as they win, he's taking away.
What do you think?
They all the tafsirim in the house.
How can they all do so in the house?
Because the one who is allowed to eat it on Shabbos, so it has to be his house. And this is prepared by Abunadi Shmuel. If it doesn't do this, so then you don't need to get advantage of
this. In other words, it should be a problem with Mezachim, since 3 days later he's going to take advantage of it.
Now we will find a similar Gemara in Sochem Dafyu Bimel. So there the Gemara Dafyu Bimel of Dalatim of Beis says, Yoma Rabadim Barabade, Maishe Bad Mechot, Shehifti Diskiye. ויחומץ יסודיך לחקוקוי ונפגו ארבון ויחומץ מלבד בייס יצא סורבון נרבה עשו שם רישינו להמתן שנינו להמתן until it becomes עושה חמישי שאומר לי סיום מי חוב השוק why? Because כרבשים גם לי על ביתנם המפקיד פרס אצל חברי אפילו אין עבידים להידבר רבשים גם מילים אמריך ומבזן מהשורש הבית So here he takes away the chometz itself to go in the chometz of the Jews but it's a very benefit otherwise it will be also יחנה חקוקוי הוא בשניה of chometz, of Jews. So, the show chamishi is when it was, it would become otzar if you didn't sell it, so he sold it.
In other words,
it's
their benefit, but they're losing out.
But they're not losing out, they're gaining. But that involves the shayle of zochin meyodah.
But the Gemara just says you want to do it.
Yes. It's a mitzvah to do
it.
And the Mavron mentions it because Zohar Moran from the Yopono. It's a good mitzvah. Now we find a similar Gemara in Yidori. Hatere Mishalei al Shal Chavere.
But you would say Zohar Meyodah.
It takes away the chometz. It sells the chometz of...
No, Zohar Meyodah means...
Meyodah, not when... You give it away for his fruits, but when you take away for his fruits, it's in bed, a merchandise, Arapesa. Now we find similar the more in the in that from the book. It's really Zochim Meyodah, because it's his chus. Oy dilma mitzvah delehi, v'nichalim ete, so it's not such his chus, because he could do it himself. Now the Mishnah here, Nidorim, that from Hei mentions, if Ruve, if Shimen, who was a mother anoy of Ruve, in other words, Shimen cannot have anoy of Ruve. So the Mishnah says that he can pay it. Tehrim es tumosi masrisa. Toshma. Tehrim es tumosi des masrisa pridai. Bimayeskin. Ile imeni balal kri al shal balakri. Udaiti imam. Ile imeni daiti delay of the tehrim. So he's taking away the crop, the tfuye of the chaveri, and he declares it as trume and the tfuye of chaver. So, the man shagishliach, how can he do it? if there is a law of shlichas, how is Reuven allowed to take Shimon's tfuye and declare it as tfuye, as tume, and Shimon's tfuye is his rules, but it requires shlichas. We do not say, I mean that it's considered the shlichas. Only daiti di balakri. So in other words, if he does it with the consent of the balakri, so then it would be all right, but here he's not allowed to be mehane shime. So the mele, if he's mehane shime, he's mafkia di isatevo, lidaiti of shime, so then he's mehane. So Shimon is nene from him, and he's also his mother anoy. Gavish luchuse, gavakam anoy, gavish luchuse, elo nishalei al shal balakri. When he takes his own tume, and he declares it as tume, and the balakri and Shimon's tfue, ugai ziliman, ilay meyid barab. The daiti di balakri again or kamahanale elo lab the daiti di nafshe umishalei terem al shal chaveirei. So in other words, because it's his chus for Shimon that to be mafkia di isa tevo, so el lab in tzor das. So the mother says leilo mishal balakri al balakri. Did Oma Robe, Koloimeir, Koloritza Litrim, Yogi Litrim, Lachnam Deimir. So, in other words, so in such a case, if he is not Mahanahim. So he's a Shliach, but he's not Mahanahim. Only because we are doing here the Mishnah deals with the Mudar Anoye, but if there wouldn't be any problem with the Mudar Anoye, so then he would be able to do it. How would he be able to do it? In other words, he takes away the tree of Chaveirei and he gives it away to the Kehanim. So again, it is involved the Shaila of Zochim Yodo. So there is a case who discussed it. Now, there we have this similar... The case is around Simon Reish, his mystery. But we have a similar situation in the modern Gittin Daf Ches.
Wait, really?
Yes.
What is the special thing you see when you want to do? I mean, you can take off Truma on behalf of somebody else, even if it's not your field. You just
that's right.
Take homage.
But when he takes off the Tfuye, as when he declares the Tfuye of Haveri, as Truma,
yeah.
It's his choice for Haveri. He will be allowed to eat the rest of the tfuye, but he takes it away, gives it away to the Kehanim.
Are you trying to prove from this Gemara that it's a schus?
Of course it's a schus, there is no doubt.
What do you see from this Gemara? What is the special thing?
The Gemara says that you can take off, declare a struma, tfuye of Haveri, and the tfuye of Haveri. But when he declares the tfuye of Haveri is truma, he in effect gives it away to the Kehanim. Truma belongs to the Kehanim. So it's involved the Shaila of Zochim Yodo.
Is Rebbe saying from all these Gemaras show that if there's an overall gain that you're doing?
Yeah, that's right.
Even though right now there's a temporary loss.
No, there is no temporary loss. But he takes it away anyway.
But by taking something away causes a person to get a bigger gain.
Yes.
The net gain is more.
All of them, not a bigger gain, but all of them.
So does that justify the
gain? Right. Now, there is a good moment. Oh yes, in Zikman. Aye, now, I can't go over the whole Gemara, because the Gemara in Gittin Daf Tes Amud Beis says that the Shleisham, the Tes Amud Aleph Amud Beis, so Tanu Rabbanan the Shleisham Drochem Shavu Gittin in Noshim Shechavodim, Shaul Melech Lemeidin, in other words, there's Saiba Gidnoshim, Saiba, and Bein Gidnoshim, Bein Shechavodim, so the Shliach has to say for Nechta, for Nechta. The whole day sketch ratio of it, Kusi is possible, because a Kusi is postulated. Chut mit Gidnoshim Shechavodim, because there is a special Takone, that the Meidim face me or Zed with Mizeh, so Mele, if a Chover was signed the get or the Shtashichu, it's a Raya, the co-signatory, the co-signer, was a Kusi Chover. And the Kusi Chover, this man Chazal, was postulated. Only a Kusi Amores was postulated. So then the Gemara says, Bisulake, Biroike, So because it's a chayit, so you have the other in front of. And then Boyika Yishmo, that he showed it, with the Moshav Shechavodi. So Bishlom Rabbi who says, that the time of the Fonechtam Fonechtam is to make sure that it's the Bishlom Yishmo, so Hanu Melech Meidi. So then, Isu Ben Rabbi Ben Rabbi Oike Mechuba, the Psul of Mechuba, is equally to the Moshe Shechavodi. So, Kifa Tome Psul de Rabbono, like from Nechta from Nechta, but to Lishmo, I mean Mechuba, that the Psul de Rai says, so the Price doesn't mention. V'achol Yishalud de Chodim, the Psul de Rai says, in other words, it's star or ele v'achol yisho v'chobim, so no stars is kosher, even though good in Apostle Eides, but achol yisho v'mara nafshay, but by the Gnoshin Shechavodim, Eides they're not, it's just an extraneous echoche. So the Gemara says, Beidim yisire o chavleza. In other words, when it says that it's kosher, no stars, except in no shabbonim, as reference to the case where the lady was sitting and according to the blazer, the lady was sitting at the house. When Tony said to Rapshin in the Rafael Chile, when the Rapshin Yorat Rapshin was pushed to the blazer, the owner of Eide, the Messiah at the house and the Chol Tantam is so about Lord, so the Lord says, he keep an eye, she must be what? And the machlet is between Rapshin and the Tantam is in the case where they are in the Messiah, but they are the Yechsim Agoyim and it's Nikah that they are going because they have the typical Goyish names. So Mele Tanakami is Gezer, Yom also Mismachalai, and Rav Shimon is not Gezer. So then the Gemara has the Kashe, so then Vachazore the Raise Bikotonek, the Gemara says, the Raise mentions Chazori, if he gives a shtar in Momenes, so to say, so then he cannot be chaser because of Momenes are in front of, but if he gives a getor, so then he can be chaser. So the Gemara says, because Kiko Tone, and that's it, I say, and still it mentions, so why doesn't it mention Yehuda? Ela kikaton and mil said the last b'kedushin. Mil said the yisad b'kedushin lo kikaton. The Braise only mentions things that are common to Yidinoshin Shechavodim, but they do not apply to b'kedushin. But something that is true of b'kedushin also, so he doesn't mention. Now what does it mean? If he gives his star b'kedushin to his shliach, and he tells him to be zeicha for the ish. So the ish is the das mati. She gives herself up to the bar. He is the king, but the ish is the makne, the das makne. So then the aloha is that he can be chaser. Rashi says, She must have started to show the shluchim. The hotel has a chaser. then comes Husulo. Goes out longer because it's not his hus for the woman to get married, she becomes also laome. And but then you'll say, but there is an element of suspu, he's mechuyuf to support her. But because of the dushin alone, he's not mechuyuf to support her. Only after the nisuyin, he'll be mechuyuf to support her. Umishum, haishtore, he's hiding himself, so he's more against the teretz. Bidushin, bechazore, bechazore gufi isa bidushin, vishlichet bal kocho, so Rashi explains in it. Claim our dunya the gitnum and mishtahas of the dushin. To shliya zen mishtalach eslo ligarish of alkoho. Bechein lebe lishach of alkoho. Abo the dushin lo lunase shliya cheslo alkoho. Hilka choche kotone. Bezu she gite noshim. משיחוי עבודים ששלי הזה הוא למעשה שלי אחס למעות כורחון למרות שהבא הוא חיזר מה שאין כי מקדושן דף על גב דחיזר לא ידעו מדענו סוף אמרה שעצמה שמע that the reason is like בקדושן if the bar gave the star קדושן and he told the שליח to be זכת for the isha so the reason is why he is חיזר because it's a chayv for the ish. But suppose it would be a shus, so then he wouldn't be able to be chayzer. But it also involves the shayle of zochim meyodom, so that Abnuruim discusses this in Abnuruim, and it is a chayzer. Because the ish, he told the shliach to be zeichem yishlal kdushim for the ish. What does that mean? If he zeiche, that tishir bin kodeshes. And also al-Qur'an. So that's why he can be chayzer, because he is chayzer, but suppose
he can be chayzer.
He can be chayzer.
It's a chob on her, not on him.
But because it's a chayzer on her, it's also al-Qur'an. But suppose he wouldn't be a chayzer.
Why can he be
chayzer?
Why can he be
chayzer? Because in chob, the other man would be in Chobin Lord and Melo Bifana.
How does he have a right to ask someone who's out of her to take Kedushin?
She certainly can appoint a Shliach with a Gwala to Zeir.
In other words, he gave Kedushin to someone who's out for her.
That's right.
Until she finds out that he can be Chosin.
That's right.
Until she finds out.
That's right.
From taste, there's his life. How's the Mashmah that they say, how does Zachim
Yodom? Because she is Zachim Yodom. Suppose it would be Yisroel, so no element of chayzer. So then, he couldn't be chayzer. So why? So that means that we say zoch miyodom for the das makne, not only for the das king.
Yeah, but zoch. I understand. He tells someone to be zoch and do some lighting from there.
So he can be chayzer.
So why is zoch miyodom here? Who is
that
on the white side or
this side? Right. No, she is makne herself to the Baal. And if there wouldn't be a chayiv, so then he couldn't be
chayiv. In other words, the Zachariah here is theft that she's giving up for herself.
That's right. Yeah. Now, we find the similar Gemara in Dushan Batman Gimel. In Dushan Batman Gimel, where so, she's not Mekudeshes. Tzricho get to Tzricho Mil. Tzricho get to Tzricho Mil. Why? Bitaim Mayo Marabach Breed Rabike Tzricho get Shemon Yisratze of Bikdush. So, the question is again, but it's Zochim Eyodom. Yisratze, and suppose she Mushidachas. but it's still Meyodom. She's marking herself to the Baal. So we see from all these Gemaras.
So what's
the case, sir? Tano Shemis Kacho Shalil Dasobil. So she requires, and then she was masking when she heard about it. So even if she was in Mishadachestri. So and then,
what? The father was masking.
The father.
Not the girl. The girl
was masking. Because the father was masking.
So there is a sleepless here.
Because it's a source. What? What's the meaning of das makne? The father has to be makne, the bas, to the Baal.
You're saying the daughter is the shliach of the father?
No, that's not it.
The
shliach to whom he gave the
shliach. Yeah, in this situation, who is the shliach and who is the mishaleach?
The Mishaleach is the Baal, and the Shliach is the Shliach.
In this situation, there are three people. There is the husband, the wife, and the father. So who is the Shliach?
The Shliach, the one to whom.
Yeah, among those three people, which one of them is the Shliach?
The Shliach, the one.
Yeah, the wife, the Shliach.
Who is given what? Not the wife.
You understand there's a third, fourth person?
The one to whom the Baal gave the Shliach.
He gave it to the girl.
What?
Didn't he give it to the girl?
No.
Oh, to whom did he give it to the Shliach?
The Shliach, yeah.
So the Shliach then gives the Kesef to the father?
He doesn't have to give it to the father. I mean, if the father had told the Shliach to accept the get from the distribution from the Baal, so then there wouldn't be any problem altogether.
Wait, say the case again. What's the case exactly? Usually we don't
understand that the woman gave the Shtadushin to Ishliach, to be Zeche for the Bas of a certain hour. Oh, very simple.
The Gemara says Shliach?
Yeah.
And then what happens? So the husband
and
gives...
But the father heard about it, he was happy. He wanted to like the
And we're talking about a Ketana here.
Ketana.
So the Av is the one who does
that's the Ketana. Right. The Dach. The father is the mark of the bus. Very simple thing. All right. Anyway, so we see all these demands.
That's
right. In Idoi, the Rashba is Chelik, and he says, we only say Zoch and Leodom, we don't say Zoch and Leodom. What do you do with the Gemara? So he says here, it's not on the basis of Zochim. In other words, since it's a gain for the person to be Mafkia, the Isha Pebble, so he can do it. In other words, of course you cannot. You cannot do something bishliches when you take away from the person, but it's good for him.
All the effect of Matamira.
What?
All the effect of Matamira.
Where would the effect of Matamira?
Because it sounds like
Suppose he doesn't find out about it. So then, if we say that we say Zoch and Yodom, so it will be effective anyway, even if he doesn't find out about it. But if we say...
Find out what?
That he was Matke Strume, out was he, from his own foot. So even if the Balakir never finds out about it, so it's still effective, the same way as the Gemara says in Ksuvas, Yakot Magnum Saldas Bezen, and the cotton, the Shemit, thou doesn't even have to know about it. If he does find out, and he's made a Shemit, he's embattled the girls of my friend.
If you say Zachar Ma'adam, so that means that the person has to not consider the loss.
That's right.
But
let's
say the person doesn't
sit
in a loss and
he's... He doesn't want. There is no
switch about all. If he says Zachin Mayadam, then it would be good anyway.
That's right.
There's a horrible thing for
Let's say this person sells the chametz right before the Shasis or Ner Pesach.
Yeah.
And the Jew says, what do you sell it for? I don't want you to sell it for.
Yeah.
So would the mechira have been good or not?
No.
According to anyone?
According to everyone.
What's the difference?
Because Baal Kochi, how can you sell to somebody?
So what's the difference? What's the difference?
Baal Kochi, you cannot take away from anybody.
What's the difference? So what's the difference between Zachmab and Zachmab?
Zachmab means when you give way to someone. And Zachmab means when you take away from someone, something.
What's the difference if you say
Zachmab
or you don't
say Zachmab? If we say Zachmab, so in case of his host, you can even take away something that belongs to a person.
Yeah.
If you say you can sell the chametz of the other Jew to a goy, but if you say only zochim le'adon, you cannot sell. And the business to why the more that you give him zochim sheir, you can do it. It's a special takonah.
Takonah.
Takonah. Takonah.
And
it's better to come
by
getting that conclusion still. No, by getting conclusion, I'm
trying to say that. So how would Rashi point out to us?
Some say Shlichas. They are, it's because of Shlichas.
Some Rishonim learned the Sugya there for Shlichas Mamash.
Yes, it's
not so. That's an informal idea.
It's not Mitzvah, Shlichas Mamash, Shlichas, but Shlichas Mamash. Because if it's a school, Shlichas Mamash, how do you live it? But it's not his fault, it's a chayim.
But what do you see in the Gemara to say Shliach? I don't see Shliach in the
Gemara.
Where? The Gemara Kedushin, they have Dalal on the base. The Gemara doesn't say Shliach.
So the Gemara is Shliach, but that's
so
what it means.
How do you know? I told you.
The Gemara says that Shalom das of Bio, so somebody received his Dalal. What does it mean?
Yeah, I thought it means he gives it to her directly.
No.
Why not?
No. Well, even if you gave it to her, she's a tanner, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything.
But the Gemara says...
The Gemara doesn't have reference to the case or he gave it to her, because a tanner doesn't even have the yad to accept it. Give it to somebody else on behalf of the tanner.
Look, there are cases you can give the kedushin to the tanner and she'll be mukadashes.
No.
Doesn't the Gemara do... You test say?
Yes, or there is by you, there is a special halacha of you that even though she's a ktane, so still, so he can be mitadisher, and because the yod or midaito, so there's a machleke between Rambam and the Rambam, what does midaito mean? So according to Rambam, midaito means he has to let her know, but according to the Rambam, she has to give her consent. Even though Tanis Das is no Das, and Yud is only before the Sheish Shonim end, so there is a Reb Chaim on that. So he says, here there is a special Zeros HaKosuv, that it shouldn't be Baal Kocho. So if Iktano gives her consent, so it's not considered das in an affirmative way, but Baal Kocho it isn't. The same thing is true of the Gyapot Madunis al Das Bezn. So in Dili Yechil Nimchets, so it is a reading in Shuvas that Yitimul says, Yitimul doesn't really do when he becomes 13, but Yitimul that he has Tzaz Das. So then even though the Das is not a Das, but Baal Kocho it isn't, it is Mask. All right, so we see from all that there is a Machlekes Hashem. Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to whether we say Zochanei Adon, or and the Machlekes between the Ran and the Ralgun Yidor and the Chamidvot, and Zochim is in Firash Gemara, but it's a special takone, even if we don't say Zochim Meir.
So we would say Zochim Meir here, even though in this case, by Baruch Hashem,
yes.
Even though they're going to lose the challah,
that's right.
3 days later, not like
that's right. Right.
But they're gaining the ability to cook for
sure. That's right. 2 days, not to cook, but 3 days.
The sixth.
Okay. All right, now, ahun samye dam sada masnite tanu ina smua. What do you think? Kannst du sagen, wenn wir sehen?
Are we going to talk,
So Rashi says, the big figure. In the first year, so he doesn't